Okay, we are in page 53. It's been a while since we don't learn, so I'll make a very short, as short as I can, summary of what we saw, and let's move on. The page we're now is 53, basically in the middle of the page. That's the mark I have. What did we learn until now? First of all, we're basically in the middle of the Maimer. It's like a long one. In the middle of the discourse, we're learning a discourse by the fifth Rebbe of Chabad, the Rebbe Rashab Shalom Doiver. This discourse is from 1997. And it's based on a verse that brings basically the idea that you should put to heart, Parshas Vayeshanan, you should know and you should put in your heart that Avaye Hu Elokim. What is it? Two things, two names of God. Avaye refers the name of God of four letters, and Elokim is just that name of God. And the Rebbe explained throughout like four or five pages already that these two names express two expressions of God, an infinite expression of God, Haya, Hoy Veveyeh, He was, He is, He will be, beyond time. And the second name, Elohim, expresses nature, a concealment of the infinity, to generate in this world a sensation, so to speak, of finity, the opposite of infinity, limitations. But the truth is that this is not a true limitation, and to explain that, the Rebbe brought examples of teacher and student. And the teacher knows a lot, and the student doesn't know anything, and the teacher teaches and conceals and makes a package with information, with examples, etc., that when the student really grows into understanding, into deepening into the examples that the teacher gave him, the student can reach actually the same ideas the teacher has. And the concealment is only for the student, not for the teacher. The teacher knows and sees in the examples the deepness of the ideas. Okay, these are all the things that the Rebbe spoke about. In the previous page, page 52, the Rebbe made like a change, a sudden change of subject. It looks like a complete change, but the truth is he's going to go back to the previous ideas. What was the change? Basically, towards the middle of the previous page, the Rebbe brought the idea that you could get this revelation, so to speak, of the essence. I'll explain what this means in a second. Even now, I mean, you have two names of God, as we explained, infinity and finitude, and Elohim, which is the name of God that conceals and is the nature, etc. It prevents a person from seeing, from feeling the infinity of God. But you could get to that, even now, even through Shem Elohim, even in the concealment by living in this world, etc., etc., you could get to the revelation of the infinity of God. How do you get to that? And the Rebbe said, through work. And the Rebbe divided this work in two parts. Igiyas nefesh, igiyas basar. You have to work, spiritually speaking, and really toil, like hard work, and physically speaking, to remove all the concealments, and you will get this gilui, this revelation of God, even now. This is what the Rebbe said. In order to explain that, the Rebbe said, I have to explain to you another subject. That's where the Rebbe changed, like, and started going somewhere else. In order to understand that, you have to understand something else. What's this something else? In Hebrew, nesiyoi nois, challenges, tests. You have to understand what it means, a challenge in life. And when you understand what a challenge is, you will understand why through work, toil, hard work, etc., you can get the gilui, the revelation of infinity, even now. This is the point. Now we're in the middle, basically, of this explanation of the nesioines, of the tests and challenges a person has in life. The Rebbe basically mentioned the idea that the soul, when it's up there, whatever that means, before coming into a body, into a life, the soul is in front of God and is enjoying God, and suddenly God comes up and says, you have to go down, you have to go to a body, and you have to be in my world, so to speak, and do things, whatever, Torah, mitzvahs, all of this. And the soul doesn't want to come down. This is what actually our sages say in Pirkei Avos, Al karcha hatachai, against your will you actually live. The soul wants to remain over there, and we have to understand, why would the soul descend? into this world, into these difficulties and problems and challenges, etc., etc., it could stay over there, up there, whatever that means, with God. Why descend over here? And the classical Hasidic answer is, Yerida Tzerech Aliyah. It's a descent in order for a greater ascent. The only way you can actually grow, so to speak, up there is by being down here. And then when you go back, you're going to be in a better level than what you're over here. This is what the Rebbe said, and this is the whole avoida of nesiyonos. This is the whole work of challenges and problems that actually conceal the truth. Like a person faces a challenge, a problem in life, and this problem seems so overwhelming, so terrible, so impossible to overcome, etc. But the truth is that God is over there. It's not a true concealment of godliness. God is over there. He is creating this challenge for you. What do you mean, for me? Yeah, for you to overcome it. And he gave you the strength to overcome it and everything, but you have to do the avoida. You have to actually work and toil to overcome this challenge. Okay, this is basically what we learned. And the last thing, just to connect, the Rebbe mentioned the idea of the story of Avraham Avinu, our forefather Avraham, that he was thrown into a fiery furnace, he didn't get burned, and we see over here something beyond nature. A regular body, you know, you put fire and burns, that's it. But Avraham didn't burn, so we see that fire sometimes doesn't burn and water sometimes doesn't consume the fire. Oh, something is going on over here beyond nature. Okay. We're going to start, the line starts Ha'esh. I'm just going to, like, two lines back. It's almost in the middle of the page. Page 53, the line starts Ha'esh, towards the middle of the line. Kol zeu lemayla min ha-teva. All of these, that the fire doesn't burn and the water doesn't consume, etc., this is beyond nature. Hainu, what does that mean? Mivichin aser nisaf ha-bilti bal gvul. This comes from a level of the infinite light that does not have any limits. She'ein sham agbalas ha-teva klal. Over there, in this level of godliness, there's no limitation of nature at all. Because it's completely unlimited. However, the world, the way the world functions, regular world, you open your eyes and you see the world around you, it functions according to the limitations of the name Elohim. Agam de avaye wamehave. Even though this the Rebbe explained so many times already throughout the rest of the discourse, even though Shemavaye, the name of God of four letters, that's the one that creates the Holy Sabbath, because any creation is through a revelation of the power, the strength of that the one that is acting. As it's written, Avaye Malachule, Kanal Be'oirech, God is the King, as we explained already very, very longly. So the creation comes from Shem Avaye, Mikol Makom, however, it's the light of infinity, the way it shines through this name, which is called Elohim. Bevechinas Helem Ve'Ester, love of Bevechinas Gvul, in a way of concealment, in order to come into a limited world. Okay, so God creates from infinity, and this infinity shines, so to speak, through the Shem Elohim, and that creates this finite world. Ve'inyan gvul ha-teva, and that's actually the limitations of nature, the definitions of nature. She'amayim mechave ve'ha'esh soidev. What are the definitions of nature that the water actually consumes and the fire burns? Ve'hinei, now. When Avraham was thrown into this fiery furnace, he did not think that God would actually behave with him beyond nature. He wasn't thinking about that. He was thinking about, okay, I have to burn, I'll burn, no problem. Avraham was thinking, okay, God is going to deal with me, with nature, within nature, and the fire is going to burn. Mikol Makom Omad Ben Nisayon. However, Avraham, he stood up in this test, in this challenge, shaloi liyez nifrad melakus, not, what was the challenge? Not to be separated from godliness, im shaya lo meniyah vikuvim gedolim, even though he had terrible problems, kenimrod v'siyatay, shiratzu l'sodefei, like Nimrod and all his friends, they wanted to burn him. Like, it was so easy. Just say, there's no God, forget it, or there are 200 gods. That's it. You wouldn't burn. No problem. He was not on that level. Not at all. You want me to burn, I'll burn. But there's only one God. These concealments and problems that Abraham had, they are from the world itself. Like Nimrod wasn't some kind of angel or weird thing. No, he was a human being that wanted to burn Abraham. Mikol Makem, even so, he did not move, not even a little bit. Kol Sheken, Chas v'Shalom. He didn't move at all. God forbid. Ve'omad neged kol meineu me'akev, and he stood up against anything that prevented him. Ve'neged kol ha'elemos v'sterin, and against all the concealments. Ve'olach le'hisare ve'kishon ha'esh, and he went to get burned in this fiery furnace. But I'm not going to be separated from godliness at all. Klal uklal, not at all. And a miracle happened, and he was saved. So his attitude was, I'll burn. If I have to burn for God, I'll burn. And he was saved. That means, and this is actually of the most important lines on the subject we're learning. What was its structure? What happened over there? Through Avram standing up clearly, strongly on this test, on this challenge, he removed the levush, the garments of nature. Vehem, what is the garments of nature? Ha'islav shuz ve'esterim shemitzat shem elekim. These investment and this concealment that comes from the word, from the name Elohim, and shined for Abraham this revelation of the infinite light that has no limit. So before, in my summary, introduction, whatever, I explained that after 4 or 5 pages of explaining how God conceals himself, he doesn't conceal himself, whatever, etc., etc., the Rebbe said, wait a second, even now, in this world of concealment, because that's where we live, you could get a gilu, you could get a revelation. So now he's explaining what happened by Abraham. By standing up on this test, he actually removed, so to speak, Shem Elohim and shined on his life Shem Havaya. And from the perspective of this infinite light, the fire doesn't burn. Because Abraham was beyond any limits. And as we explained before, the fact that the fire burns, that's only a limitation of nature. But if you look at it from the point of view of the infinite light, fire doesn't burn. There are no definitions. There's no fire, like, fire and water. Oh, fire burns, water. No. There's no fire, no water. No nothing. Just God. This is what it says. In Hebrew you say, Baruch Shikivanti. So good that I was in the proper direction. There's no Geder Agbala Klal. There's no definition of limitation at all. This is a huge subject in Kabbalah, in Hasidus. I don't remember the Rebbe bringing this in this particular discourse, but it's a famous phrase. This phrase was actually written down by Rav Meir ibn Gabay. Rav Meir ibn Gabay was a Mekubal, was a Kabbalist. He wrote a book, Avodas HaKodesh, Holy Work or something like that, Avodas HaKodesh. It's a famous book. The problem, quote unquote, with this book is that he wrote so close to the Arizal that as soon as the Arizal came up, that's it, forget it. No, he made even Gabbai, no nothing. That's it, Arizal, just Arizal. But his book is a very hard and comprehensive book of Kabbalah. explaining and explaining. Okay, he wrote one phrase within this book that is famously brought down in Hasidus. The phrase is, just as God has power on the infinity, he has power on finitude also. Because if you're going to say that God is only infinite, so you're saying, you're actually cutting him down. He's not finite. If you're going to say God is finite and he's not infinite, so you're cutting him down. God is both. Oh, you're going to say it doesn't make sense. Okay, welcome to God. It doesn't have to make sense to us, which is an interesting thing in itself, because Hasidus, particularly speaking, Hasidus Chabad, doesn't like this last thing that I just said. Doesn't have to make sense. No, everything has to make sense. But there's a point where you reach and you say, I'm sorry. Nothing more to say. God is infinite and he's not infinite. Both at the same time. Because he's God. Okay, but the point is, what I want to say is, when you just look at things, what the Rebbe is saying over here, when you look at things from the perspective of God, so to speak, of infinity, there are no definitions of a finite world or a problem, so to speak. There are no definitions of problems at all, because infinity has no problem with the physical world. There's no such a thing as physical world. Forget it. There's nothing. There's no fire. There's no water. Nothing burn. What do you mean burn? It's not going to burn. This fact that Avram, he actually reached this revelation of the infinite light. How did he do that? This is because he stood up on the test. He passed this challenge. The lulei zois areya anaga ba'olam alidei gilu shem avaye sheba alidei shem elokim shubechinas arach yitzenes levad mishem avaye kanal. Because if it's not the case, he would not pass the test, then the world conducts itself through the name avaye, four letters, through the name elokim, avaye shining through the name elokim, which is only an external reflection. And forget it, fire burns. And if you're thrown on the fire, you're going to burn. I'm so sorry. That's the rule of this world. And in order to reach the revelation of the truth of this name of God, that is completely infinite, which is beyond this other name of God, Elohim, this happens only through challenges. Shal yedei she'oimed benisayin neged ha'agbala, agbala is shemitzad lelemez v'estel nishem elokim, through the fact that a person stands up and passes a test, a challenge, against the limitations that, and the concealments, I'm sorry, of shem elokim, are yuba legilo yirin sefa bilti balgul, you reach this infinite light, shelemayla megvul ha'teva, now we pass the page, beyond the limitations of nature. We explained before already, we explained before that if in the world would shine a revelation of the name of Avaye, he was, his, will be, etc., without limitation, as it is, not through the Shem Elohim at all, so the worlds would not be able to accept this. This would be like the teacher just teaching such deep things that the student doesn't understand a word. Nothing. Too much information, too deep, etc. That means in a structural way, so to speak, in creation, the creation would not be created as we know it, an existence with limitations, with definitions. No. Would be everything infinite. First, there has to be an investment of this Shem Havaye in Shem Elokim, this name of God in the other name of God. That means a revelation only of an external reflection of the Shem Havaye, as we explained before. And And then, only then, you can reach, actually, a revelation of the innermost and the essence of the Shema Vaye, which is infinite, through a challenge. So the Rebbe, what the Rebbe is saying is very simple. Still sounds weird, but it's very simple. So you're telling me that through a challenge, I reach Avaye. Very nice. Why don't you just create the world with the Shema Vaye? And that's it. No challenges, no problems. Everything's fine. Everything's nice. Ah, okay, that's Mashiach. But in order to reach Mashiach, first you have to go through the challenges. Because then you're going to really appreciate it, really get it. The world would not be what we know, the way we know it, if it would not be created the way it is created. Shema Vaye, through Shem Elokim, and so on. And you should know that you can also reach within the world a higher form of state, whatever, but you have to go through challenges. And just as it was in the case, in the story of Abraham, our forefather, that through the fact that he stood up in this challenge, he reached a revelation of the infinite light, etc., the same thing happens, of course, in a different level because we are not Avraham Avinu. In any challenge that a person stands in front of the garments of nature and the way nature functions, we all have challenges of any kind, health and money and children, whatever challenge it is, doesn't really matter. All these challenges are concealments that prevent and make it difficult for a person to dedicate to Torah and Avodah. Like if a person is in a hospital, he won't want to learn Talmud over there. He can't open the eyes. So it's a challenge, it's a problem. And the person stands against any concealment, any prevention, whatever problem. He does not want to be separated from godliness at all. God forbid. And he works in learning Torah, in service of God, each one according to its own level. Then you're going to reach a higher light. Something that goes beyond nature. And this is the reason why the soul came down. The soul came down in a physical world. And in a physical body, and in a physical world. And the world, and the body, etc., is very limited to nature. And the person, it seems to the person that according to whatever the person sees in the world, that you have to conduct yourself also in that way. Like if the merchants around the corner, they lie and they steal and they make a lot of money. So if I want a lot of money, what do I have to do? Lie and steal and the same thing. That's the way to get money. It looks like that's the only way. Now he says it clearly. Like for instance in business, it seems, you think, that you have to wake up really early and work the whole day until the night. You have to be in the business the whole day. And if you take it 1 hour for you, a moment for you to pray, to learn Torah, you will lose money. What do you mean? I have to make more money. I have no time to learn. The same thing a person thinks that he has to do. Tachbules is like weird machinations and ideas in order to make more money, like stealing, like lying. If you sell whatever fabric, so this is a good fabric, the client comes, yeah, this is the best. What do I mean the best? It's really garbage. Yeah, whatever, just sell it as the best. Who cares? You cannot behave with truth. and you have to sell a car, what are you going to say? All the problems that the car has? Forget it. It's a nice car, you see? Don't say anything. If you are truthful, you're not going to make money, or yafsid, you're going to lose money. Because the whole world is against, quote unquote, the world is against truth, You have to lie. You want to make a good business? Lie. Hide information. Don't say everything. Shut up. You're going to make more money. But the truth is, you're wrong. That's not the way to go. The essence of the conduction of the world by itself is not against Torah, learning Torah, or Avoida, or working, whatever, and going in the path of truth. No, you got it wrong. After 5 pages of explaining how Avaya and Elohim actually work together, you can't come and say, I have to lie to make money. What do you mean? You don't have to lie. The world is only godliness. God doesn't want you to lie, and you don't need to lie. The canal, as we explained before, the holy slavshes ve'elemes einem malibim astirim be'emes. All the concealment that the name Elohim actually performs on the name of Avaya, it's not true. It's not true. Because the only reason why these concealments and problems are there in front of you is for you to actually pass them and stand against anything that prevents you, and you should go and ispalel and pray to the boy as it has to be, and you should learn Torah every day, the way you fix it throughout the day with your times, etc., etc. And you have to go away far from lies. And also, don't make so much machinations and forget it. God is going to provide. It's going to be good for you. You should go with integrity and with truth. And there shouldn't be any shape of prohibition in your business at all. And through the fact that you stand up against all these challenges in all these things, you will reach actually a revelation of a supreme light that is beyond nature. That doesn't mean, that's my explanation, the Rebbe doesn't say, but that doesn't mean that God is going to appear in front of you and say, hello, I'm God. No, that's not what we're looking for. No. What we're looking for is, this guy needs money to live, and God is going to provide. Don't lie, don't do anything weird, just do your job, stop, go learn Torah, go pray, go do what you have to do, God is going to provide, he's going to be fine. That's the miracle, so to speak, we're waiting around. Not just that God appears in front of me. And this is something so simple that the fact itself that you see with your own eyes, that even when you conduct yourself according to Torah, and according to mitzvah, so you don't lie, etc., etc., and you learn Torah, and you do avoida, you work in yourself, and you pray, etc., this is not what the people actually do to make money. However, you're not losing anything, God forbid. You're not losing anything. And not just that you see that you don't lose, really, says Be'emes, really shines on you, and you can feel it in your soul, a revelation of a supreme light. And all the flux of energy, whatever, from God, and all the livelihood that you receive, it comes from a revelation of the godly light that is comes from above, from this above this concealed light and the concealed behavior of nature. you're receiving from beyond that. ולפי ערך עבודה סביגיוסי, הרי הוא אילו למעלה מעלה באילו יחר אילו יחולה. And according to the level of your work towards God and your effort for God, you continuously grow and grow and grow. וזהו עניין הנסיעו אינויס. This is the whole idea of tests. מה שכוסף כן מנסיעו אילוקיכם אתכם, this idea that is written down in Torah, that God is testing you. תכליס הכוונה, the whole objective of those tests, בכדי לבוא לבחינת גילוי לנסוף של המילה מהטבע, is in order to reach this godly light that is beyond nature. וכמו בניסיון דאברהם, just as the test by Abraham, וכן הוא בכל ניסיון וניסיון כנל. And the same thing happens in every single challenge as we explained before. There's a short story by the Rebbe Rashab, the author of this discourse. He had a chosid that he sold wood, something like that. And he had so much money, you know, everything was so fine. Boots. And in the times of the wars, Napoleon, and after Napoleon, not Napoleon, because this is later, but the wars of Russia against Japan, I think it was, I don't remember. Okay, whatever. This guy made so much money doing boots for the Russian army. Thousands of boots. So much money. And in Russian, they are called Koloshin. Whatever. I don't know Russian, but this is the part of the story. So I think it's either Yiddish or Russian. I don't know. Doesn't matter. The point is that somehow money started going down and the business started going down and down and down. So he went to his Rebbe. Rebbe, I don't know what's going on with the business. It's going really bad. And the Rebbe answered him in a very simple way, a very deep way. The Rebbe said, a cop in Colossian, feet in Colossian, ichof shoin gezen. Feet in boots, I saw already. Aber a cop in Colossian, ichof keimon nit gezen. But the head in boots, I never saw. Feet in boots, I saw. Heads in boots, I never saw. You're too much into the business. Your head is in the boots. It doesn't work. It's never going to work. So your feet have to be in the boots. That's going to work. And you're going to be fine. And the Chosid understood. I'm just too much into my business. So this is what the Rebbe is saying over here. And therefore the things went better.